stick out like that. And what do you call that? You know, you're just cramming it full.
Well, I don't know whether you call it junk or whatnot, but...
But it makes them, when you stick stuff in there, I'm not talking about the things you're sticking in there, I'm talking about what it does when you stick them in there.
Oh,
what does it do to your pockets?
Most of the time it'll soon tear it out.
Tear it out? Okay, you know in, I think it was World War II, I can't remember, but they had the Battle of, it's on a mountain, they call it the Battle of the... That's historically speaking. And then they've got a commercial on TV where there's this lady and she's trying to watch her weight and she's pulling up her girdle and she's got an inner tube around her stomach. And that's also the battle of the...
I didn't fight that battle.
Okay. If you wash a wool shirt in really, really, really hot water, what usually happens to it? You know,
would it shrink?
Okay. Would you ever call it anything else besides shrink?
Well, I wouldn't know what else to call it.
Okay. If you washed one yesterday in really, really hot water and it got smaller, you'd say that it...
Shrunk.
And lately it seems that every single woolen thing I've washed has...
Has to shrink.
Okay, because you've been washing in hot water. Right. When a girl goes out to a party and when she's getting ready, you say she likes to... You know, she's getting all beautiful and everything.
I like to get her makeup.
Okay. And are there different terms for men? I mean, when I get ready, would you say something different about me than you would when you were getting ready to go out to a fancy party?
Well, if we're going out, I says, are you going to dress to go out? In other words, put on special clothing of some kind other than just a house dress that you're wearing here. Yeah, in other words, are we going out for dinner? Are you going to put on a change dress, change clothes.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you say the same thing to another man? Or would you ask him differently?
Well, if he had on overalls and things like that, I'd ask him to change.
But how would you talk about him? Let's say this friend of yours is staying with you and he's getting dressed and you're all getting dressed to go out to dinner and it's a fancy place. What would you say? Would you say that...
Oh, I say, well, we're going to kind of a ritzy place tonight. I guess we'd better kind of spruce up a little
bit. Spruce up. Okay. What do you call a small leather container with a clasp on it that women carry money in? Small little
purse.
Purse.
That's the latest. A change purse.
Okay. And what do you call the thing that ladies wear around their wrists? Sometimes it dangles on it. Yeah. And suppose there are a lot of little things strung up together and used to go around your neck as an ornament. What do you call that?
Necklace.
Okay. And it's a necklace, and it's a necklace that's made out of a bunch of little things that you've run a...
Pearls?
Cord through. Yeah. All right. What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Belt and suspenders.
Okay. What do you use now?
Belt.
Did you used to use suspenders?
Years ago.